Rashi says the dam chatis is kodel medam oila, and also every oila is kodel memur chatis. I don't know this from that call it mekudish is kodim. The Tanya Rabbanim pasuk says for par upar sheni ben bokor tikolat mechatis. The second one, the pearl, that should take for chatis. So Rashi says we're talking about here chimech hanaviim siv. The pasuk about leitzko is that the second kodim that's the chatis. So what do we need this pasuk for? In Bolim, if it comes to teach us, Shein Shnayim, that there are two Karbonis Hayom, Harei Kfar Nemer, it says already, the Yosef Echad Chatis, the Yosef Echad Eino. One is a Korban Chatis, and one is a Korban Eino. And so, Mat Tamlem, what's the point of teaching us, Opar Sheini Ben Bokor, Tikos Lechatis, that the second one should be for Korban Chatis, because without this Pasuk Shiyachol, I would have thought to say, Shiyei Chatis, Kedemis Lechol Maisei Eilom, that a korban chatis, everything is done before the korban eino. That's what I would have thought to say. Therefore, no, Tamlem, the pasuk teaches us, "Upar sheni ben bokor tikol chatis." You should know the second korban, that's the korban chatis. In other words, in certain protein, a chatis comes after an eino. We'll soon explain. Now, "Upar sheni yikach," "Upar sheni," from this pasuk that said the second korban was the chatis, Yochel, I would have thought to say, say, Oyma kedemes echatis l'chol ma'aser. Maybe the korban Oyma comes first before echatis to everything. All the ma'aser Oyma comes before the ma'aser echatis. On this note, Talmud Lema, there's another passage that says, the yosef echad chatis, the yosef echad Oyma. One is echatis and one is echatis and one is an Oyma. If so, what Kate said, how do you have these both? It must be, dam chatis toitum adam Oyma. Mifnei Shemaratzah. That's the Svorah, the second passage that says that a Chatas comes first. That's Paterus as Rikas Adam. Say Kapora Shaboy. Since a Chatas has a Kapora over, a bigger Kapora than a Korban Eino, therefore that comes first. Mashenke Negev to burning the Evorim. That's the other passage, that's the first passage that says a Chatas is Shaini. That burning the Emurim, a Korban Eino comes first. Because Ma'ir is Kula Kolil, that's more Kedush in the burning of it. So kids, we have these two Pesukim features, that in one punct, an oil is first, that's for the burning of it, and in one punct, the Chatis is first, that's for the Zrikis Hadam. Now it says Mishnah Evori Eila. So Mor says, the Amai, Ma'atonet to Ma'isa, the Mechapro, Tiktum, Vatahanech Loi, the Chur, when you have the Dam of the Chatis, why are all four Zrikis before the Dam of the Eila? The first Zerika you make of the Chatas, that we understand. As we Amai, Ma'atana Kamei, so the first Zerika, that's what's Mechaper. So that comes first, but the other three Zerikas, the Chulay, that's not Mechaper anymore. So then it should be a small, the Erla should come first. The Erla has more Kedushas, Kula Kolo. So Marin says, or Mavina Vina says, Hocho Bechatas HaLeviya Maskinen. So here we're talking about the Chatas of Leviya, means by the Chinuch Leviya. So what? That it doesn't come to Chapor at all. The Yafa Gav the Chiyela Domi, even though it's like a Korban Eila, meaning this Chatis does not come for Chaporom, Kam Rachmon he Tiktum. So the Pasuk says here, by the Chatis of Leviim, it comes before its Rika, comes before the Chatis, comes before the Eila. So from here we learn out, even as Rika does not Mechapor and a Korban Chatis, still comes before the Zrika of a Korban Eila. And the Svari that since there's some Zrika of a Chatis, it is Mechaper, all its Zrikas come first. The Marov Amin, that's the Svari, the answer, Hayov Yitzcha, the Maton is Goymer, without this Limud that we're talking about, the Chatis of a Leviim. Even by regular Chatis, of other Svaris, the first Zrika has to come first, because that's the Kapora. But of other the Svaris, once you in the middle, you started to do the Zrika, of other you have to finish the Zrika of the Chatis first, before you start the Zrika of the Eila. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be Dam Chatis V'Yevori Eila Eiz Miyem Kaidim? Let's say a Kain has in front of him the Dam to make the Zrika Dam of a Korban Chatis, and he has a Korban Eila that he already made the Zrika Dam, and now they're up to burning the Evorim of the Korban Eila. Which one should he do first? So one swaris Dam Chatis Kaidim of Neshem Ratzah. Dam Chatis should come first because that's Meratza, that's Mechaper. I do maybe know, Evori Oyla Kaidmin, the Evorim of a Korban Eila should come first, of Nei Shem Kolel, the Ishim, because that whole thing is burnt, it has more Kedusha, the whole thing is burnt on the Ishim. So which one comes first? So Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring it proof in our Mishnah. Says, Na Mishnah, Dam Chatis, Koydim Adam Oilom, the Dam of the Korban Chatis comes before the Dam of the Korban Oilom. So the Ik is, Le Dam Oilom Hu Dekodim. It only comes first before a Dam of the Oilom. But the Yevor Oilom Le Kodim, but the Dam Chatis would not come before burning the Yevorim of the Oilom. Mashma, burning the Yevorim comes first. It's more Kodesh into Skuna Kolo. Gemara says, no, do not make this diik. Adarabah, just the opposite. Me safe, let's make a diik from the safer. The safer says, Evori Oila. Kaidmin the Amur Echatis. That burning the Evorim, the pieces of a Korban Oila, comes before burning the fat, the Amurim, of a Korban Echatis. So make a diik. When does the Evorim of an Oila come first? Only the Amur Echatis would be Kodim. It only comes before burning of the Echatis. But the Dam Echatis would be Kodim. But the question of bringing the Dam Chatis and the Avorim of the Eilah, it could be Dam Chatis is first. If so, and the Mihon Neklamash from Mino. From our Mishnah, you cannot bring a proof to the Shiloh. Now the Gemara says, I have another question. Dam Eilah, the Emure Chatis, Ezemian Chaydim. Let's say you have the Dam of the Eilah, it's not that much of a Mechaper, but it does something, and you have the Emurim, the burning of the fats of a Korban Chatis. Which one should come first? One svar is dam oila kaidmim to cost me kolom. This and a korban oila has a mile to it that the whole thing is burnt. So anyway, by the chatis, you'll be by burning it. So negate to burning a chatis on oila, anything of the oila should come first because it comes from something that has to burn completely. So maybe the dam of the oila comes before burning the emur of the chatis. But you maybe know a emur chatis kaidmim to cost me kapara. That the emurim of a chatis come from a korban chatis, that its avoid is for a kapara, so maybe anything of the chatis comes before the dam of an eilah. So this the Gemara says, Tosh Shema, come in here. It says, Dam chatis kodim madam eilah. So the ik is, Dam chatis uta kodim madam eilah. Avle emurim chatis could be just by burning the emurim of the chatis, loy, that does not come before the dam of the chatis. Maybe the Dam of the Chatis, the Dam of the Eilah comes first. It's only the Emure Chatis. And again, Dam Chatis is Chaydim the Dam Eilah. That's all. But will Emure Chatis loy, but it could be the Emure of the Chatis is not before the Dam of the Eilah. So more says, no, Adam, just the opposite. Me Sefer, spring a being from the Sefer. Evori Eilah, Chaydim the Emure Chatis. It says the Evorim of Eilah to be burned comes before burning the Emurim of the Chatis. So you think it's Evori Eilah, who decod me the Emurim Chatis? What comes before burning the Chatis? Only the Evorim, the burning of the Eilah. For Dam Eilah could be just as weak as the Dam of the Eilah. Loi does not come before the Emurim of the Chatis. So what it says is so, again, El Miho, Lech Lamash from Mino, from our Mishnah, you cannot bring a Diyik, you can make a Diyik both ways, you have no clear proof, all be the Locha. He boiled up a question like this. Dam oilo vidam oshom eizim yem kaidim. The question of making a zrika of a korban oilo or zrika of a korban oshom, which one comes first? Dam oilo kaidim once, or the dam of a korban oilo should come first. To kaosi mikoya kolil. It comes from something that's kula kolil. The whole thing is burnt. So maybe the dam of oilo is before the dam of an oshom, because an oilo is kula kolil. I don't know if you know, the Amosha Kaidim, the cost of Mikhaev to Mechaper, a Korponim and Oshim comes for Kapora, a bigger Kapora than a Korban Eilo, so maybe Dam Oshim comes first, Toshma come and you bring a proof. Says now Mishnah, Dam Chatis Kaidim Adam Eilo, Avo Dam Oshim Loi, Mashmo only a Dam Chatis comes before an Eilo, but not the Dam of an Oshim. Smur says no, really Bedinu, really, the Boyle Misni Dam Oshim. Should have said, Uadim Dam Oshim also comes before Dam Oila. She was Rabbi the boy in this Sefer, since the one said as Chiddush the Sefer, that they were Oila, Koidim, Lemur Echatis. So that's what it only says to Oila and Echatis. The Ton Lemur Yoshev would have said that Evorim of an Oila comes before the Emurim of an Oshim. Have a Minai would have thought to say then, have a Minah, Li Emurim Oshim, Udekadmi, an Oila only comes before the Emurim of an Oshim. But Lemur Echatis Lekadmi, but maybe burning the meat of an oilah does not come even before the Emurim of a Chatis. So Mishmarke Toni Chatis. Therefore, the Mishnah only says the loch is a contrary between an oila and a chatis, and there's not talk about a noshim. But it could very well be that a dam of a noshim is also before the dam of an oila. So you have no proof. Toshma, come in here. It says chatis kaidil yoshim. The dam of a chatis before the dam of a noshim. So the ikir is chatis who the kodmil liyoshim. Only korban chatis comes first. Avolin aloi. But the dam of an oila does not come before a noshim. So my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about dam? That even the dam of an oila, is not before the yoshim. It's more says, maybe no, the emurim. Maybe we're talking about only the emurim. Notice when the Mishnah says that the chatas comes before noshim, it only means burning the emurim. Or the chatas that comes before burning the emurim of an noshim. We're not talking about the dam. Could be the dam oila is before. Before the dam oshim, and they cannot bring a proof also. The Mishnah explains why is a chatis before an oshim, so they should dam on itin, because the dam of a chatis is nitin on all four corners. So mashma, we're not talking about the dam itself, like Rashi says. Nitin mashma, we're talking about now the emurim. And it's saying it comes first because by the lochas of the dam of the chatis has these chumris. Because if we're talking about the dam itself, the Josh should have said shehin nitna. It itself is put. Why does it have to say Shadoma Nitin? So that's the proof we're talking about the Emurim now. So kids, therefore there's no proof to our Shiloh if the Dam of an Oilo is before the Dam of an Oshim, not we have no proof. Now the Mishnah says Chatis Kedemis. A Chatis comes before an Oshim. So more is the question now the Rabbi says for just the opposite. Oshim Kodem Shechem Yesh LaKitzva. An Oshim should come first. There's a Kitzva, there's an amount of money at least. How much you have to spend on a korban oshim? You have to spend a certain amount. Ma'ashen came by a chatis, there's no amount. Even so, rebut the mizbeach adif. Still, since a chatis has more avodis on the mizbeach, that's more chosher than an oshim. Then the Mishnah says, oshim kodim mataida, or korban oshim comes before a korban taida. Adrabi Gemara says just the opposite, ataydi v'nozik kodmi, she came to nerechim. Either have more than an oshim, they have lechem to it. Avidawachi kodshik adoshim adifi. Since an Oshim has Kedushas, Kodesh Kedoshim, that's more Kodesh than a Osh, than a Toidah, than a Nozir. And it says, Toidah of your Nozir, so I'm more than a Shlomim. Adarab, Shlomim, Kodmi, Shlomim, Shikon first, Shikon Yeshne Metzibar, there's a Korban Tzibar Shlomim by Shuas, Shal Metzibar, Kibi Yoch, like a Yochid, and but Mashiach, a Toidah, not a Filoachi, Nechon, Liyan Nechadifam, that a Toidah and a Nozir, you only been for one day, not for 2 days, is more common than a Shlomim. He boiled up the question like this though. Toidu of Yel Nozir, Ezimim Kaidim. The question of bringing a Toidu or an Yel Nozir, the Shlom of a Nozir, which one comes first? Toidu, Kodmish, you came to Nadalim in a Rechem. A Korban Toidu has 40 breads, four different types, 10 of each. Or there may be Yel Nozir Kaidim, Shkain Yeshu Maidol Macherim. A Nozir has always brings 3 Kabonis. It's Chatis, an Oshim, and a Korban Shlomim. So maybe that's Odif, Toshima. This is clearly that a Toyda comes before an El Nazir. Since a Toyda has 40 lechems to it, that's more choshev than just the 2 types that come to the El Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ashlamim koydim lebechor. A korban shlomim comes before a korban bechor. Adarabah bechor koydim shkain kedushas merechem. It has more kedushas than is it born. V'nech lekanim is eaten for the kanim also. V'shek ha'shlomim is eaten for the bailim. Ha'vidohochi mitzvah yisera sadifah. Since the Shlom has the smicha, the tnufam, that has more avoidance, that's more kodesh. Habakor kodim, to maise beima. Adrava maise beima kodim, shekeim mekadosh upon him liachrov. When you make maise beima, if you make a mistake and count according to ninth 1/10, or according to 11th 1/10, they're both kodesh. So you could have sometimes 3 beimas kodesh. Havilohochi kedushas merechem adifam. Still a bakor is more koshiv, since it has kedushas merechem, it's more kodesh than a maise beima. Maise kodim liachrov. Adarabba, Oifas, Kodmi, Shekhen, Kotchi Kadoshim. Oifas, a Kotchi Kadoshim, it's more Kodesh than Maise Beima. Aviluachi, Minzeva Khadifa, a Kodm with a Shechita, that's more Kosh than Oif. Omravina Bashela, Emure Kotchim Kalim, Sheyotz Lufne Zrikas Domin, Unu Alocha. He says, Locha, the Emurim of the Kotchim Kalim, if it goes outside the Azara, before the Zrikas Adam, Sulim is a Psu Yetzei, even though it's not like Kodesh Lashem yet. Because by Murim Kotchim Kalim, it's the Zrika that sets us aside for Kotch Hashem, still will be a Psu Yetzi. But Tanatun, I'll bring a proof also. there's many shoes zevach. It says in Svarim that the korban is a zevach and the yeshdim kodesh kedoshim, the amma of the yemurim. It says what? It has the kodesh kedoshim with blood with the yemurim. So this like yemurim, let's not get this. I understand the yemurim at least. A chat to say it has no yemurim. El adam miyuisam chuvud is dam by knife. The same as by a knife, by a korban. El lav kamashvulon. A murav kedoshim means the yemurim of the korban like the domoi. Ma domoi lefnei zrika. There's a psul dam if it goes out before zrika. Afimurim korban zrika. Who would in the yemurim of kachim kalim would also have a psul if it goes out before zrika. The korban lu kachish kedoshim. Mashma the yemurim of kachim kalim has the din like kachish kedoshim even with zrika. So therefore, or ma domi misal biyotzei afimurim misal biyotzei. So who has the proof? Morris says. Name the first being another before name the same. Both the kachim kalim shiots of nezrikas domim. We have Yechon no makosher. If the both goes out, here Yechon says it's kosher. Shmaka Shem apostle. Yechon no makosher. Hayil b'sfeifel lotzeis. The both the kachim kalim anyway is supposed to go outside after the zrika. Therefore, if it went out before zrika, there's no psul. Shmaka Shem apostle. Adayin lo yigiz man lotzeis. We take the meat of the kachim kalim. Even though after Zrika is supposed to go out, but before Zrika is not this man, to be a psul yaitzei. So much like this. Av kan up until now they play yellow the bosses, only machlaikis. If the bosses goes outside cutting Zrika. Mashma, they both agree though, I will be a murim lai, by the moon, they both agree there would be a psul. So much says maybe no, I'll tell you who I did, the bemurim nami pligi. Maybe they argue by a murim also. For all the kanufik bosses, why they argue by bosses? The dear kaikh meshlak, what teaches the kirchidish of meshlakish. That the Afilu boss, the Seifel says, even though they meet the Kachim Kalim, after Zrika would go outside, the lad either any person in Yerushalayim, Omadom, Adayin Lehigiyaz Manuot says, but still Kaidim Zrika is not the Zman to take the boss outside, to be a Suyait say, but it could be the same way they argue by Bosser, maybe they argue by Imur Moso. So therefore there's no proof if everybody we mask him to this halacha. Alright, turn over, we'll continue the other side. You're holding command of Tzadik, the last line of Daf Peites and the Beis. Moshe says now, Lemek Tanoim. Let's say this is the Machlokes Tanoim. The last shayla we had was the Emurim of Kachim Kalim. If they go outside, Yavu Psul Yotzei with Nei Zrikon, are they Psulim or not? So Moshe says, let's say it's the Machlokes Tanoim. We learned, Emuri Kachim Kalim, Sheyotzei with Nei Zrikas Damim, if it goes outside the Azorim. Before there's a Zrika's Domin, so Reb Lezer says, Ein Meilim Ben, you should know there's no wisdom.